Hey, this is Marty, Total Auto Solutions. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the Pints and Polishing Podcast. Sorry, this is another one of those just strictly polishing podcasts. No pints today. Had the opportunity to be at H&H Automotive Group in Omaha, Nebraska for an 8:30 Saturday morning sales presentation. Gotta love those. It was very interesting, and so we did a more of a discussion on the best way to do sales. The best way to do sales is through branding. So you'll hear some discussion where we talk to the guys. Really, these are salesmen that, the better way for them as salesmen to be able to sell a car and sell coatings is to create their own personal brand around things that they enjoy. Find that niche inside their customer base, and then go and market towards them, right? It goes the same way for detailers that own detail shops, because you can, instead of just posting photos of cars that you do, find something relevant that your customers are into and that you're into. You know, for instance, we talked a lot about in the podcast that you'll listen to a lot about, like, say your customers like to play golf. Well, create then branding around trying out new golf balls or golf clubs. Now, you have to be somewhat good at golf too, right? So pick out something that you're good at. Maybe you like to eat, and go do burger chain reviews, and, you know, go do different things to where you can review local delicacies around food, and then people will see that, and, oh, by the way, I'm also detailing cars, and that's just a good segue, can build more brand and awareness through that. So one of the things that you will hear, excuse me, that we talk about in this presentation to them is, listen, there is a pool on customer base for who's doing the ceramic coatings, right? We have tried to say this to a lot of local detailers, as well as we're starting to discuss it around more of a national awareness. Like, listen, if you are a detailer and you have not really fully blown and gone into coatings, like, your window is small and it's going to fade fast, right? Once dealerships start getting an understanding that, hey, we're losing a customer base to detail shops that are doing ceramic coatings, you know, they're starting to realize it, and they're going to stop wanting to lose those customers. So they're going to influx the market by installing coatings themselves. So I strongly, it doesn't matter what size shop, whether you're mobile or what, I strongly and highly recommend that you definitely be into coatings. And I don't just mean doing them every couple weeks, or, you know, we're doing one a week. Like, no, you need to be talking and educating your entire customer base, whether that's you're loading in like a very entry-level coating, or you're going full scale, you know, 65-80% SiO2 type coating. So, you know, whichever you go, make sure that you are putting it on as many cars as you can, because soon those cars are going to come from the dealership already coated. So, you know, that's where we're in between, trying to help both sides, and we're trying to educate both sides. Hey, dealership, you're losing people, and, oh, hey, detail shop owner or detailer, your window will be closing fast if you're not already on it. So need to get going on coatings if you're not. Anyway, hope you enjoy this this little sales presentation. Grab some info out of it, and definitely, whatever you're doing, go to freebeersema.com. Get yourself registered when you are at SEMA to come drink beer with us, and not just any beer, handcrafted, and not just one beer, unlimited beer. Drink as much as you want for 2 hours. Get yourself an Uber and get back to your hotel then, or stay out all night, your call. Anyway, Free Beer SEMA, hope you enjoy this presentation, and talk to you guys soon. Make it a great day.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. Just up here, I guess. Drove in last night. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So to open up, I want to do one quick thing, if you guys don't mind. Boomer! Oh, man. But it was interesting. I was talking to Brent on the way up. Coming through the different parts of the country and what I do, it's interesting to always see the different cultures and the different things that different parts of our wonderful country have. And the amount of corn was very impressive. So now I know why it's Cornhusker country. So I've always wondered, growing up in the 80s, you know, running the wishbone, going against you guys, now I get to come join the culture. So some of you guys don't get the, no, too young. Too early? Is it too early? Yeah. Everybody from here, or what? You guys all from this part? You come from, where are we at?
The good ones are.
The good ones are from different? Is that what you're saying?
No, we're from here.
Oh, from here. Okay. I always like to, whenever we open up discussions and stuff, is just kind of get a feel for who you guys are, how long you all been here. I see the lady is leading the pack, so nicely done.
Travis has been here for about a year and a half.
Cool.
4 months.
4 months. Nice.
3 months.
Three. No? Yeah? Four. Bunch of young ones up front, huh?
Tony, point to you.
How long have I been here?
Uh-huh.
2 years and 7 months.
Cool.
2 years.
12 years.
There we go.
12? Phil's just been here 12 years, that's all.
Wow. Year and a half?
Almost 2 years.
2 years?
Nine?
8 months.
Sneaking up on 3 years.
3 years?
10 and a half years.
10 and a half, nice.
Five?
2
for me. 2. Cool. I myself have never been in directly in car sales. Mostly been more of consulting to come in and help. I got into the industry in 2002, kind of on a whim. Was very unhappy with what I was doing for a job. And my buddy just said, hey, why don't you go buy a power washer and start cleaning cars? So I come from kind of the other direction. I started straight just cleaning and learning cars and how to handle customers, and translated that into more of building car washes and then going in and helping dealerships grow through retail. Okay. A little different than what's traditionally as far as sales, so to speak, the way car sales has normally gone. And so one of the things, before we get into coatings and what they are and all that, I wanted to ask a couple questions regarding branding. All right, what is the easy, who likes easy, right? Everybody likes easy. What's the easiest way to sell something? Is it that hard pitch as soon as the customer's here? Or is it hours and hours of them looking and researching and understanding what they want, and then they already come ready to go? How can a salesman be that person that helps them along that process? Because right now they're linked with a brand, so to speak, either that's when they sit down and they're watching a TV show and a commercial comes on and a major company brands them with a commercial, or how many of you, when you guys sit down, do you guys watch TV shows and then watch commercials? Or as soon as that commercial comes on, do you typically reach over and grab something? It's a device. What device do you guys grab?
Remote.
Your remote? To switch the channel, or you grab your phone, and that's where your attention goes. And you start scrolling through and pushing up or clicking, right? Who all has Instagram and Facebook? Don't be scared. Who has it? Everybody? I know Brenda. I mean, that's how we talk, right? Here's the other question. How many of you guys have started using that as your entry into finding prospective customers? One? How are you doing it? What's your process?
Just posting.
Cool. Posting just cars for sale?
No, just come out there. That way you don't get any compliance issues.
Okay. So you're going along with the trust factor as far as, here's who I am, and come trust me to take care of your deal. I like it. Anybody else? Nope. All right. I like that, because now there's one little thing that you can start working on that will tremendously help you grow. And how will it help you grow? That would be the question that then you would ask me. Okay, because I just gave you an illustration a second ago of somebody laying in bed, and what do most people do? You grab a remote, but most people are holding their phone. They're holding something that has their attention. And you have a window while they're scrolling through of whether or not they want to look at whatever. I mean, a bunch of different things could come to mind. They could look at pretty girls. They could look at cars. They could look at food. They could look at whatever is scrolling through their feed. But that's what has their attention at that point in time. And so the more you can be in front of your customer, right, I think is a long-term sales thing, is being in front of your customer, having that mind of awareness that the customer knows you. You could do it when they just come in and then having to cold call them and being traditional. Or what if you created your own personal brand, which he's doing, so that when people are sitting there and they're scrolling through, it grabs their attention more. How do you do that? What are some things that you guys are interested in? Outside of work, what are some of your guys' hobbies?
Golf.
I was about to say golf. What else? Cooking? Who likes to eat?
Yep.
All right. What else? What are some other things that you guys do outside of work that you want to publicly admit to?
Drink.
Nebraska football.
Nebraska football? High school football? Did you guys have a decent high school football team program around here?
Well,
yeah. Anybody have kids that are in sports?
Yep.
So you're probably at games a lot, at practices. All right, so what then, when you think of some of the things that you're interested in, some of the things that you like, what then do you think your prospects are interested in? Do your prospects also like to play golf? Most likely so, right? Some of the people that your customer base that you probably click with easier would be golfers. If you can, as a salesman, you immediately look for those keys and you start talking about golf things with them, right? That's your icebreaker, right? So if you were if you were working on branding and you were a golfer, some of the things that you could do with your phone that was very easy: pictures of golf clubs, pictures of golf gloves, talk about why you like a certain club versus another's. Talk about swing. I mean, there's so many. As you could start rolling through, you could just take a piece of paper, start writing down things that somebody who likes golf would be interested in, and you could start talking about it. Why is that important? Because it goes back to that same thing. If I'm a golfer and I also like to drive a BMW, how much easier would that gap or bridge be for a salesman to be able to snag that new deal with them? Would it be easier through that? Or waiting for the next up and hopefully they walk in, right? How many more customer bases could you start snagging that they would set appointments with you because they already know, like you, and trust you because you just told them all about all the great things about golf, right? Kids sports or whatever. I mean, there's so many different ways. And so I wanted to take it a little bit different before we got into coatings to make you think, wait, there's some other ways that we could be growing as a business and as salesmen. And oh, by the way, not only did you guys start growing and using technology and using what's going on with your mobile device, but you guys have also started to be proactively better than other detail shops as well as dealerships, because coatings is still very early, right? Ceramic, who has put on a ceramic coating onto their vehicle? Anybody? One, right? Who knows what a ceramic coating is? Let's go with the other hand. One, two-ish, three, okay? So as a dealership, you guys, your knowledge is very small, but you're proactively out there and you've already started putting on some cars and you're wanting to move in that direction. Well, that's a change from what it used to be, right? Did you guys used to have a sealant? Did you all ever get into the sealant programs here or not? Mm-hmm. Cool. Who do you use?
Luxcare.
Nice. So sealant programs have done so wonderful for dealerships for a time. Really great protection. And most of your sealant companies do an incredible job of backing with paperwork. And that's what we would sell. I sold sealant, you know, we would sell, it was a paperwork, because Brent, anybody in recon knows that a sealant only has a window to be able to last and to work. It eventually wears itself on, but you're selling the paperwork. And it's done so wonderful for our industry. However, phone, right? Anybody, and I see these are all newer, these are smartphones. Who has any, I would love it. Anybody have a flip phone still?
Ready? Jim Gall.
You got one? That you use?
I don't care.
You don't care, right? You've transcended into newer technology.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Still flip phone or no?
No.
No, no flip phone? He's just a jerk. I like it. So as technology changed for communication, so has technology changed for the recon side, for paint protection side, right? The technology of ceramic coatings is far superior than a sealant. Sealant set on top of clear coats and they bonded. They would wash off in 4 to 6 months, depending on how many times somebody went through the car wash. And what's interesting about sealant programs is what's those dirty little words that a lot of people always associated sealant programs with? Snake oil, right? Why was there a product that then also had a bad name to it? With coatings, maybe it's still early and maybe there hasn't been enough snake oil of ceramics to be put into the system yet, but if you go onto your Instagram, if you go onto your Facebook and you research paint sealant, how many people are really talking about it versus ceramic coatings? You go on, you got thousands of people. The industry is moving towards ceramic coatings. And why is that? Because they've seen a major change in the paint care protection versus a sealant. So kudos to you guys for being on that early wave. And so now you need to capture it, right? That's what we really wanted to come in here to help educate you. A couple other people said they know what it is, but not fully understanding it yet. All right. So what is the main difference between a sealant and a coating? It's the makeup, the matrix, right? SiO2 is silica dioxide. That is the main component of a ceramic coating. Polymers were what a sealant was derived from. Right now it's SiO2, silica dioxide, and some carrier. In its rawest form is a powder, use a solvent to make it a carrier, and that's how it's applied, right? Not the best chemistry of what you want to learn on a Saturday morning. The best thing for you guys to know as salesmen is that the customer will have a much easier maintenance, right? Stuff doesn't stick to the paint, right? You guys have customers that complain about going through and they got stuff all over the car and doesn't wash off, or how about brake dust? Do you guys have a lot of customers that have brake dust issues?
Definitely.
Sir, ma'am, you know, hey, these prone to have because of this brake, because of this, the way you got your brake dust, we're gonna put a ceramic coating on it. Here's some of the benefits. But for you, I think the major advantage would be not having brake dust stick to your wheel so much. And some of you might be looking like, well, how does it do that? Well, it's in that SiO2. It's what it does. It infuses down into the clear, hardens it, whether that's clear on a wheel or clear on the paint, hardens that clear and creates a hydrophobic surface so that nothing will stick to it. Bird dropping doesn't stick to it and etch it. Bugs don't. Environmental contamination will not stick to it, right? How's your car been able to perform, you know, washing-wise, maintenance-wise, how much easier is it to care for?
So on the 300, had it on for about 2 years, ran it through the car wash all the time, not a single car wash scratch. Dog jumped up on the trunk, slid down, thought it was scratched up, walked over, literally wiped it off, it was gone.
Yeah. And you've had it on for how long?
Well, I had it on at the time for 2 years.
Nice.
So I don't have that car anymore.
Yeah. Who else? We said some people knew about it, but nobody else has gotten it installed yet.
Put it on a couple customer cars and whatever, we run it through our type car wash. That way, it's barely have to wipe it down. But by the time they dry it off, it's already, most of the water's gone. They're just doing cracks in the doors.
nice comments from those customers.
They love it. It brings out kind of the shape of the car with different lights hitting it and kind of really brightens up the car. Even on black cars.
Oh, yeah, especially. Yeah. You know, there's people that ceramic coating companies will talk about scratch resistance and stuff like that, and it is true. But to me, the biggest aspect that people love is like what you just said, the ease of maintenance. Water's not, you know, you don't have water spots all over it. You can run it through the car wash, and that by the time it goes through the blower, nothing's left on there. We got pictures, you know, because we're doing a bunch of stuff on Instagram. We get pictures from guys that, you know, they went through a rainstorm and the car was clean, you know. Stuff like that is where you start going, okay, this is different, right? Something has changed. What has changed? Why is it important? And the more you can add on, right, the more value you can bring to your customer, the better the customer experience and the better return of that customer. So that's what this part was really going to do for you guys too. So I wanted to make sure we get through as many questions as we can. I know your time is valuable. You guys got to get it back out on the floor or get back out doing whatever you need to. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit of an opening, kind of tell you about why we're here. Mostly I want, when you guys were coming in, you probably, well, what is it or what? Like, you might have a couple questions. I really want to do some Q&A. Fire them at me, whether that's how to sell it, whether more of it's what's in the makeup. You know, you guys tell me, how can I bring you value? What questions do you guys have?
There's a company in town that specializes in detail and ceramic coatings. Mm-hmm. It's called Owner's Pride. If you've looked up any detail shop in town, it's going to be plastered all over your Facebook, Instagram, yada, yada, yada. They advertise for a 2, 3, 5, and a 7-year protection program. What kind of year programs are we going to get? Like,
who's the main dogs, I guess, so to speak, that can answer that question?
Finance.
Some of the ceramic coatings are a little bit thicker, I guess, and they'll be protected for 7 years, and some are just like a year or two.
So the reason why I kind of defer that, as a company, we're the one you guys are using, CC105, is our composite-based coating. It's a 3 to 5 year. We warranty it for 3 years. It's been tested at washing their car once a week, would translate to 3 years. It's been tested at 150 washes. So we warranty and guarantee it for 3 years. Up to 5 years, but dealerships, you know, different dealerships around the country will do it. You know, they'll say whatever. You know, I don't know what you guys are pushing it at.
I don't know that we've even landed on that yet. The reason why we haven't, we really haven't talked about this as a group yet is because, well, we had some stuff going on that kind of prevented us from, at least on the Jag and Roper side, getting the cars on the showroom. But we're going to do showroom cars like we have on this M5. so customers can see it, and it's going to be part of our sales process before the deal goes into the finance department. This is going to be one of the things that we're going to talk about with the customer based on, you know, the fact that we've got a couple of them on the showroom floor. Haven't even gotten into the point where we know what our warranty period is going to be, as far as I know. I mean, I know we've not ever talked about it, but so this is like a fresh product. Almost everybody in here probably doesn't even know that we had it available until we did that in live on the floor.
What I find interesting is, though, is you said exactly right. There's a company on Facebook that's marketing it, and they're plastered all over everywhere, right? Here's the, as far as our company, we work with dealerships as well as detail shops. And the thing that we talk to detail shops about is, listen, if you guys aren't pushing your coatings, if you're not pushing and grow, like, once dealerships catch on, once the big dogs catch it and start chomping up all the customer base, those guys are not in trouble, so to speak, but their heyday isn't as big. Right now, detail shops are making a absolute slaughterhouse. Some guys, which is a very interesting concept, okay, this will be an illustration. We've got a guy named Darren who's from Chandler, Oklahoma. Who's ever heard of the metropolis of Chandler? Town of 1,200 people. We interviewed him through our podcast, and in 2017, he made over $37,000 just on applying coatings, right? Not huge numbers for, right? You're going, okay, whatever, 30. But we're talking town of 1,200 people, a two-man show, and this was extra revenue for him. We were in Arkansas last week, and a guy named Brandon, he's doing 30 coatings a month in Mountain Home, Arkansas. So translate that out for a small shop, right? Once the dealerships catch on and figure out how much money is there for ceramic coatings, those guys are, their margins are going to decrease. At the same time, we go to dealerships and we make this statement, because I love it that you said that. Your customer base, your high-end customer base, which you guys are, the majority of them have already heard about it because they're using a detail shop or a friend's detail shop. And they are leaving and going to another location to get a ceramic coating installed. I love that you said that because it's true. So dealership customers are leaving to go get ceramics put on. I love it that you guys are ahead of the wave, so to speak, and you're going to not let that happen to your store. So long answer for, I don't know. Right. What other question?
So one-time application?
Correct. So a lot of sealant companies, they want you to come back in for a re-up. This is a one-time application, right?
Now you said your warranty that you guys do just for you is 3 years up to 5 years. Is it a different level of coating that goes through, or is it just paperwork on the difference of the warranty?
So for us in outside of the dealership setting, no, it's just, they go onto the website, it's guaranteed through the website, through paperwork. They can add on different layers and amp up their deal. At dealership setting, it's more of how the dealership, you know the way finance works. Okay, here's your price for 3 years, here's your price for 5 years, here's your price for 7 years.
How about used cars? We can do it on used cars, right?
Oh, definitely. Brent will need to do a little bit of paint work.
Yeah.
You know, but it's something they could do.
So if you had somebody buying a used Porsche Cayenne and they wanted to do it on that, that's something that's available as long as the vehicle is, you know,
in decent condition.
Yeah, and just in good enough condition to have it put on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once again, I'm going to say, if you don't put it on, there's most likely a detail shop or a car wash that's going to put it on for them.
Hey, Travis, what's the name of that? They're all over the place.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, that
we've
guy
actually lost business to them.
So I've seen pictures of some of the, like, the Porsches and Maseratis and stuff like that he's been doing, I'm assuming with Woodhouse. But just from the pictures that, you know, I don't know what the name of the color is. It's like a lime green that the Porsche uses. The difference between the pictures before and after the ceramic coating on them are just, I mean, there's an astounding difference.
It's
this is just, the whole idea behind this is it's just another avenue for us to, you know, generate more revenue, generate more business for the shop, and generate more gross for your car deal. So that's why we're introducing this product. That's why we're going to commit to doing some vehicles for the showroom and having them available so that we can show a customer what it looks like. And if you think about it, if these customers, which have all the buying power necessary to go wherever they want to buy a ceramic coating, the more we can educate them and the more opportunities that we have to get in front of them and sell them a product, the better it's going to be for us, because it's one less place that they're going outside of our dealership for their car needs in general.
From my count, about 10% of BMW buyers will go to Owner's Pride and install ceramic coating, just from my
And do you feel that's low or high?
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's pretty
high. I just want to get a feeling for what you guys thought. Yeah.
What does the warranty cover?
All the similar stuff that we've been used to covering. Environmental contamination, bug splatter, bird droppings, tar, tree sap, acid rain, you know, all the environmental aspects.
When we used to call the paint protection years ago when I was at the Chevy store, we would also offer if, because we had a body shop there, we would offer if they had a fender bender, you know, and they
We had the paint protection. We sold them the paint protection. When it went from the body shop to cleanup, we would reapply paint protection to that portion of the car. Is this something that...
Yeah. Here, what will be interesting is, because we'll get phone calls from body shops, and they'll be like, hey, this customer said they had a ceramic coating on. We can't get our, you know, whether it's PDR and they're trying to pop, we can't get this to stick, or hey, we've been trying to, like, we can't, they're like, so what's this ceramic coating? Because the body shops, when they're trying to fix a car, they're having a hard time because it's still on there and they're not used to there actually being a product still protecting. So they're trying to figure out, how do we get it to remove and then reapply? But yes, anytime the car goes into a shop or anything like that, that area will be need to be reapplied. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Do you guys think of, do you know, that would be a good question. You said about 10%. Have you guys, and especially I know some of you knew very early in, from some of your customers that you know from a bit, have y'all heard that they're getting ceramics applied? Is it completely brand new concept to you? Do you still... Question, like, what is a ceramic? Have you guys figured that out yet? Or do you have a question that I can help answer with that?
I mean, that Owner's Pride shop, they've only been, like, mass marketing that for probably the past 4 or 6 months. So I don't know how new it is for them, but I've only been seeing it for the past 4 or 6 months.
All right. So bullet points, if you're going to try and sell it to a customer, maybe it's preloaded. Well, what is it? Right? Bullet points. Well, it's different than a sealant. If you can remember SiO2, silica dioxide, it infuses into the clear coat because it's nano ceramic versus a sealant sits on top. It's going to give them incredible ease of maintenance. Bird droppings won't stick to it. Brake dust won't stick. It's make it a lot easier. And that's what people love about it, the ease of maintenance. Other questions? We good?
Good.
Cool. Thank you guys for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Wait, don't go yet. Okay, a couple of things.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
One yesterday. Thank you, Brent.
Yep. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.